Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today is Brandi Alisa. She's the president, CEO, Habitat for Humanity Mid-Ohio. Of course, today's show brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Great looking start to the weekend. Sunny skies, high near 56. And then for this evening, clear skies, low near 39. And then Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 55. Riley, I'm sure you'll be out on a golf course somewhere this weekend.
I got work to do, brother. I'm not vacation mode like you.
Exactly.
I got stuff to do.
Let me tell you something. One of the first things I said to the wife about Tuesday, I said, look at that weather forecast for Saturday, because that's. I just want to make sure there's no snow. I don't want to hear a pilot say to me, hey, we have to de-ice. No, no, I'm not messing with
that. No crosswind.
No.
Only tailwind and get me to Florida
yeah,
quicker.
You got that right. Now, Brandi, we'll get into everything that's going on with Habitat for Humanity Mid-Ohio, but are you one of those when you've got a vacation coming up where you're like starting to look at the weather? I haven't looked at Key West weather yet. I haven't done it because I figure it's got to be warmer than up here.
It has to be warm.
But
there.
Are you one of those who's like, okay, start looking at the weather. I need to know what's going on.
You know what? I actually have a trip in Florida planned March 30th, and I'm not looking at the weather because all I know, same as you, it's got to be better than what we have right now.
It's got to be warm.
Yeah. But I think looking at the weather is a good idea to get me feeling a little inspired.
Well, it depends on what you see when you look at that weather.
That's
though.
True. That's
if you
true.
Want to be inspired, follow him on Facebook and Twitter and just watch the pictures roll in.
And you're going to Key West?
Yes.
That will be inspiring.
Have you been there before?
I have.
Yeah, what happens
in Key West? We won't talk about
today?
That today.
There you go.
That's where I'm going.
There you go.
The fifth. No.
What happens in Key West? Well, the one year we went down, like my boys were little, we actually did the camera at Sloppy Joe's and we had them so they could see us.
Okay.
So it was kind of cool that you're able to, I don't know, I mean, I don't know, you haven't been down there, have
I've
you?
Been to Key West,
yeah. I think it's pretty cool that you can do the cameras and say, hey, here's where we're at least during the day.
Yeah, we're going to clean it up in about 2:15.
That's
after
right.
that, not so much.
Hurry up, honey. We got to talk to the kids, and then we're going back to having fun.
Right.
All right. Speaking of having fun and doing something great in the community, Habitat for Humanity Mid-Ohio, kind of remind everybody, Brandi, the mission, what you folks are doing in our communities.
Yeah. Habitat for Humanity, of course, is an international, it's a global organization, all with the same mission around putting God's love into action to build communities, empower families, and build homes. And that is exactly what we do. We raise funds and work with cross-sector groups to help build and finance homes that are for sale and are affordable. We also have started doing critical home repairs, helping people stay in their homes, which is a big piece of the affordable housing landscape.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we say Mid-Ohio, kind of what is the area that consists Mid-Ohio?
Yeah, it's a great question. So Mid-Ohio for us is Franklin County, Licking County, and Madison County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've been to the homes before when mm-hmm. folks are coming in for the first time. I love the sweat equity that you guys call it, where those folks who are getting involved
yeah.
have to put in some sweat equity.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's great that they do that. And to the man, woman, and child who I've talked to, Brandi,
mm-hmm.
they're like, yeah, this was the greatest experience ever. We
yeah.
enjoyed doing this. Are
yeah.
you finding that?
Oh my gosh, I find that a lot. We see that with, of course, the partner families that we're working mm-hmm. with, and they are required to go through some education classes and workshops to prepare them for home ownership and also to volunteer. Now, part of the soul and spirit of Habitat is that the family is volunteering on their own house, because there's something really sacred about that, that you're helping bring to life the dwelling that you and your family are going to live in. Now, that doesn't always work out. Families work schedules, etc. So we are flexible. We find other ways for families to volunteer. But oftentimes they feel very, the stories I've heard, people walk off the job site feeling very proud of themselves. And these may be people, whether they're families or volunteers, that have never hammered a nail, never used a nail gun, never done certain things. And so they're learning skills and building confidence all at the same time. So it can be a pretty cool feeling.
How do you decide the families? What's that process like?
Yeah, that is we have an application process where families submit an application, and it's not unlike a traditional mortgage application in some ways. Now, our criteria is a little different. We're not as stringent as a private bank would be. We also require an essay. So families are telling a little bit about their story, because part of the requirement to qualify to be in the Habitat program is a need for housing. You have to be in inadequate housing right now. And so families tell their story. And then part of the process is also a home visit by our homeowner selection committee, where they're going out to do an in-person visit to the home site. So we're reading the family bio. We're also looking at job history, credit history, primarily because, not from a judgmental standpoint, but we want to make sure we're setting a family up for success, that they make enough money, that they have the job history and the credit history to be successful in taking on a 30-year mortgage, which is no small commitment, as we were just talking about before we got on air.
That's definitely a grown-up moment when you sign all that paperwork.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'm curious for you personally, because, you know, this is kind of a career path, but it also is kind of a, I feel, chosen or led or called to that kind of deal. Which is it for you?
Yeah. I think it's partially a career path in that I've known for a while that I had the heart set and the mindset and the skill set to lead an organization, to steward an organization. This also feels like a calling based on, you know, organizations go through different cycles in their life. There's a beginning, there's usually a growth, and then there's a plateau. And then organizations either reinvent themselves and continue to grow, or they die off, right? And there are literally case studies written about this happening in organizations. I felt like the chapter Habitat was in, my predecessor had been there 20 years, which is a long time. He did beautiful work for the organization, but that the timing was perfect for what I had to offer the organization to be of service and what they needed right now. So for right now, it did feel like a little bit of a calling. And to help steward an organization that does nonprofit, a nonprofit that builds affordable houses during an affordable housing crisis. We're right now trying to look in the mirror and say, how can we be more and do more in service to the community?
Did you know much about Habitat before you came aboard? I mean, had you... I don't know. Did you ever volunteer? Did you ever do anything like that?
How are you with a nail gun?
I've used a nail gun for the first time. I was not intimately involved. I was not involved with Habitat before I took on, to be very, very honest. I, of course, knew of Habitat. I feel like everybody knows of Habitat, but had not been involved in it. Yeah.
You talked about the housing crisis. I mean, folks are going to be like, okay, well, how can they impact that? Obviously by doing what you do, but are there other things that you guys are doing with Habitat for Humanity to help with the housing crisis?
Well, you know, and I would say, I think the neat thing about Habitat is that there's a doorway literally for anyone to walk through and be part of helping solve the affordable housing crisis. Probably the easiest way is through our ReStores, and we have a ReStore here in Newark, our North 21st Street, where you can donate household items, furniture, appliances, doors, windows, tools, small appliances. You can donate items that then get sold. We use the revenue, the profits made, to help fund our mission. So you can donate at the ReStore. You can shop at the ReStore. It's like a treasure hunt every day, almost.
For DIYers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable place. I mean, that's a place, if you do DIY stuff and you've never been, I know my cousin, my uncle, myself, we've all been there. It's like you say, you're not always going to find exactly what you want every time, but if you make it a habit.
Yes.
And you're like, hey, I got this project, and just keep looking, eventually what you need will show up.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's one of the best kept secrets, I'd say, in the counties that we serve. So donating at the ReStore, shopping at the ReStore, volunteering with us. Part of the lifeblood of Habitat is the engagement and reliance on volunteers. So you can volunteer. And then, of course, as a nonprofit, we always need dollars. So donating money is also another way to get involved.
Now, you mentioned that volunteering thing. Now, they're two Donny men, my brother and myself. I'll let you take a guess, Brandy, who got all those skills and who didn't. So I'm not going to be much. I have always told folks, if you want me to volunteer, I'm your grunt guy. I would carry plywood up and shingles up for my brother. He would do all that. I mean, and that's the beauty of it, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Anyone can get in here and do this. You talked about the guns. Nobody wants to be near me with a nail gun. I'm telling you that.
Anyone can do it. And here's the wonderful thing. We have full-time construction leads on our team. We have four or five of them. I think five. And they are very skilled. They know how to build a house. They know how to do it correctly and safely. They also know how to work with people who have never used a tool in their life, and they're able to teach you, coach you, motivate you. Mm-hmm. And about a year ago, I was 8 months pregnant. Our executive leadership team decided we would volunteer. It was one of the coldest days of the year, and I am not a handy person. I'm not at home using tools. I'm the person that's handing my husband the hammer. And I used a nail gun for the first time. Mm-hmm.
And
helped.
And last?
Like, no, I would do it again. I would do it again.
Would the people around you want you to
yeah.
do it again?
Well, I maybe did complain a lot, but I think that was from being 8 months pregnant. I did at one point volunteer to go on a coffee run, mm. and it was cold. Everyone's like, yeah, we want coffee there and donuts. But people joked with me. They said I was gone like an hour and a half. They're like, what Tim Hortons did you go to? But
Canada.
The one right there in the south part of Michigan.
Yeah.
They had the best. Want to do the best.
But there's a role for everybody yep. on the job site, helping carrying lumber, going and getting coffee, bringing lunch, or being on the ladder, you know, doing the actual construction work.
Oh, well, I got news for you. If you have five construction managers, they'd all be standing right next to me going, don't do that. You do this. So I'm just telling you.
But cement again, mixer. We're going to put you over there with a hoe and a wheelbarrow, and you put this much concrete mix in, you put this much water, and start a hoe. And
no, I'm going back to the whole coffee and donut thing. Where's that donut guy at? Get him over here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town, brought to you by Lincoln County Transit on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3. Brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Joined today by Brandy Alisa. She is the president and CEO, Habitat for Humanity Mid-Ohio. Sunny skies today, clear tonight, and then sunshine again on a Saturday. So if you're wanting to volunteer and get out and help with different things, there's ways you can do it. And Brandy, I was just talking to you about the volunteering thing. If folks want to do that, is it just simply go online? Is it make a call? What do they need to do?
Yeah, it's you go online, go to our website, habitatmidohio.org. We send out a regular volunteer newsletter where there are specific things we need help with, and that changes week by week, and that's sometimes volunteering in our office. We just had a booth at the Home and Garden Show. We had volunteers there representing Habitat. We use volunteers in the restores and, of course, volunteers on construction sites. But you can go to our website and sign up and also see what the current opportunities are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sitting on the board at Licking Memorial, so I know that they do a lot with that. I know
yes.
Park National Bank, a lot of places. Do businesses like kind of adopt a home and say, okay, we've got volunteers and we want to come
yeah.
help?
So we are blessed with a very generous corporate philanthropic community in the counties that we serve. And so some corporations or companies or businesses will sponsor a house for a certain dollar amount. And that sponsorship, of course, helps us build the house, but that gets the company X number of volunteer hours where team members will come out and work on site. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have a lot of fun. It's a bit of a team building experience for folks that work together to come out and do something different out of their normal work day structure.
Well, it's kind of like playing hooky from school. I mean, I'm not at work. I'm volunteering, so I'm helping the community,
yeah.
and I'm not doing the 9-to-5. It's win-win.
Oftentimes, getting paid
yeah.
for it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
See
oh,
how
good.
He went to the hooky part?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I just want to get out and do something nice. He's like, hey, I
included
work.
That.
I don't have to work today.
I'm trying to be all-encompassing, right? How many
projects? Play hooky from work without getting in trouble.
How many projects do you have going? I mean, you say Madison, Franklin, and Licking County. Mm-hmm. At any given time, you know, how many houses are going up?
At any given time, we probably have 4 to 5 houses, maybe 6 under some. Now, of course, the construction period includes a lot. It's everything from starting to dig for the foundation or the basement all the way to building a fence or planting grass seed. But in our area, probably 4 to 5 at any given time.
That seems pretty aggressive. I mean, I don't know how big your organization is, but, you know, I know just in the buying a house thing, how, you know, have to go out and find a space, or, you know, if you're going to build, locate a builder and all those things, then all the permits. I mean, there's a lot to putting up a house.
There is a lot that goes into building a house. And we are doing a lot, and I'm really proud of what we're doing, but we want to do more. Mm-hmm. We want to find ways to build more homes. So part of how we're going to start to do that is through multifamily. So think townhomes, duplexes, maybe triplexes. We also want to be a partner with other organizations to be part of building a larger scale development. Now, there's a lot that goes into bringing that to fruition, but we're putting the message out there that we want to be a partner and help be part of building maybe a mixed income neighborhood where you would have market rate houses and affordable houses.
Wow. I think that's fantastic. I mean, that now,
yeah,
that's, you know, that's thinking forward, because I'm better than thinking backwards, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is, a lot of folks don't look at it like that's to build one and just move on. I like that you guys are saying, hey, wait a minute, we can have a real impact in this community.
Yeah. And there are efficiencies when you build more in the same vicinity. So there's economies of scale there. You can be more efficient in how you build. We're actually talking to 2 potential partners in Licking County right now about partnering with them to bring affordable housing to tracts of land that they own. We're very, very early in the conversation and the due diligence, but we'll be excited to talk about those depending on where they go.
You might have to come back in here. I don't know that you'll want to do that.
I want to hear about the Key West trip if I come back.
Wait a minute. We already said what happens in Key West stays in Key West. You talked about Newark. You back in January, it opened a home. I mean, how are you finding a lot of spaces here to do this? I mean, this is pretty exciting what's happening in our community.
It is exciting. You know, one of the biggest hurdles to, affordable housing is hard first and foremost because the math doesn't match. It cost about $250,000 to build a house. The lumber, the nails, all the materials, it's expensive. And then to sell that in a way that makes it affordable for, because we're serving people primarily in the 30 to 60% of area median income. So the math doesn't necessarily work. A big piece of that is the cost of land. It's very expensive to buy land. So we're always looking for partners that will sell us land, maybe donate land to us. That's always preferred. Or sell it at a very discounted rate. So we work with the Licking County Land Bank for acquiring land. We work with the City of Columbus and Franklin County Land Bank in Franklin County.
Mm-hmm. So the process then from getting the person to getting them in a home takes about how long then?
It can take probably 12 to 18 months, maybe a little bit more. We're trying to find ways to shorten that. We actually are launching just this month a new application process. So we used to do a 2-week application window where potential homeowners would submit an application, but they didn't know for what house, what lot. It was just getting in the queue. Now we're doing what's called a rolling application, where you can look at our website and you see the homes that are in the queue. Right now, we're doing a multifamily project in Franklin County. So you'll see the townhomes, and you are applying for a specific dwelling on a specific lot, which I think will make the process, it gives the families more agency that I'm actually applying for a specific house versus just putting an application into the queue to maybe hear. So we're trying to get that 12 to 18 month process even shorter.
Did the families have a say in the style of the home?
There are some things that can be chosen in terms of, so we build the house, the number of bedrooms that the house has is dictated by how big the family is, and there are choices that get to be made around siding color and some of the finishes within the home. But other than that, we have a select number of models that we build. Part of Habitat's work is ingrained in building safe, decent and affordable housing. So trying to find a way to build again where the family has agency and can pick as much as they can, but that we've got a tried and true model that we're building that is affordable, safe and decent.
You might not have the number on your top of your head, but what's the retention like? I mean, are you keeping folks in these homes through the mortgage? I mean, I got to imagine things happen. I mean, we all, life happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, how is that retention with keeping them in their home?
And I'm sorry, I don't know the numbers right off the top of my head, but I do know we have high numbers of people who pay off their mortgages, sometimes even pay them off early. We do have people that sell their homes for whatever reason, that they need to move, that they're ready to move. We have a very low default rate in terms of where we would actually have to foreclose on a home and maybe take it back. And if that happens, we recycle the home, we get it ready, and then we sell it to a new family. Now, we really try not to do that, partially through the training and preparation we take the family through. And then I would say that we work with families on payment schedules. We've even modified mortgages a few times if that's what it takes, because things do happen, whether it's a divorce or an illness or some other life catastrophe that we don't always see coming.
Everybody's, that's why I said life happens. I mean, it just, what are you going to do? So I was curious. I never asked about that before, but I'm glad to hear that there are things that can help folks and deal with that. What about like furnishings and stuff like that? Do you guys help with that? Can they go into the ReStore and you know, get a discount, these families? How does that work?
So we don't help with furnishing, but I do think there's opportunities for us to, Phil Washburn, who leads the furniture bank.
Yep, we've had him in.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yeah. He and I have talked about a potential partnership there. Now, we recently did a family impact survey where we surveyed all the families that are currently in Habitat homes. And a majority, over 50%, do shop at the ReStore, which I loved hearing, because part of our mission at the ReStore is to make sure that there are items that are at all price points and available for people to take care of and repair their homes.
Very nice. So, well, you know, he does. he shops in there.
A lot of people do.
I mean, you know, again, you talk about that nature of that kind of treasure hunt, but there are people, I mean, very like, I got to get this done and I got to get it done now. And this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So it can help people in either situation.
Yeah, it can. So when it first got announced that I was taking this job, I was surprised at the number of people who were like, oh, Brandy, I love the ReStore. Mm-hmm. My cabin, my lake house, completely upfitted with things from the ReStore. Mm-hmm. But also, it's perfect for people to take care of their primary dwelling as well.
I'll tell you what, it's amazing how many folks will do that. I'm not that kind of a shopper. I'm just not, I can't walk around and keep looking at stuff. My wife could do it all day long. I'm like, are we ever getting out of here? But she'll be like, oh, I got to go down this aisle.
You
got
to have vision, David. See, you got to be able to see when you throw a pillow, does it land in just the right place? Come on.
Yeah, as long as it's not on the floor, I figure I'm not in any trouble. Plans for the future. You talked about you have a vision. What are some of those things you'd like to do then moving forward?
Yeah, well, most simply put, I've talked with our team and our board about Habitat being a leader in helping solve the affordable housing crisis. We aren't going to be the biggest player, but we have a really unique and dynamic model that we can leverage to be of greater service to the community. And so we want to find smart ways to be of greater service. Part of that is through, I think, what we build and how we build, so the multifamily, partnering with other developers to be part of bringing larger scale developments to fruition. Those are the two biggest things that are on our radar, and continuing to grow the success of the ReStore. So ensuring that the ReStore is making as much money as possible through what we're selling and how we're selling it. Online sales is becoming a really big thing, because the more money the ReStore generates, the bigger of an impact we can have.
It seems too, Brandy, that when, you know, the people that partake of Habitat Housing, because they've got skin in the game, I would imagine they're good for the communities they move into, too, because it means something to them. They picked it. They wanted to be there. They're growing their family there. So that means they're really a part of the community.
Yeah, yeah. Many, I would say most, if not all, of the families that we're working with are excited about being part of building the neighborhood and the community. And when we build, we're oftentimes building in the same neighborhood and area. So we're not coming in and just doing one investment and then stepping away. We're continuing to invest in the same neighborhoods and communities, which starts to have a real impact. We also do something called Rock the Blocks, which is a sponsorship opportunity. So a company will sponsor the Rock the Block, bring volunteers. We'll have Habitat homeowners, current and future, come. And it's a time to spruce up the block, if you will, spruce up the neighborhood, rake leaves, trim hedges, fix certain things that are maybe not perfect on the porch, and just bring some spirit and community and brightness to the neighborhood or the area.
And curb appeal.
Yes, and curb appeal.
100%.
Yeah.
Now you're talking my talk.
Yeah.
Mowing, trimming, hedging. Dude
can mow a stripe. I know that.
You got me.
We've
got
to get you to a Rock the Block.
I'm telling you, that one I'm on.
Okay.
I'm no problem. Let me put the headphones on, get everybody away from me, and away we go.
No guns over there. Donnie's on the mower.
That's exactly right.
Right on.
I am good to go. Brandy, if folks want more information on anything we've talked about, where can they get it? What's the easiest way to do it?
Yeah, easiest way is through our website, habitatmidohio.org, but also our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, is a great way to be up to date on what's happening. And if you go to our website, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter, our volunteer newsletter. There's ways to be informed of what's going on based on what your interests are.
Oh, fantastic. Again, I've been to the homes. When you guys have had the families come in, taking tours with them, it's great when you do it with a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Especially a kid that's, and we all know the stories, bouncing from house to house, apart. When they just run around, the first thing they say, come see my bedroom.
Yeah,
it's the
yes.
first thing they say, and it is, it's just life-changing. I mean, you see that these kids are like, hey, I have my own bedroom now.
Yeah.
This is a pretty cool thing, so. You guys are doing a fantastic job. I appreciate it. We will have to have you back in, and we'll talk off the air about Key West, but we'll have you back in once you guys kind of get some more details up with what's going here in the community, because it's important things that need to be talked about, and folks need to know what's going on. So
Thank you. We
appreciate it very much. Again, that's Brandy Alisa. She's the president, CEO, Habitat for Humanity Mid-Ohio. As I mentioned, I won't be here next week, but you'll be in the capable hands of Joel Riley. Be sure to join us Monday, as the guest will be Dr. John Barry, president, COTC, and Jennifer Roberts, executive director, Newark Campus Development Fund. They'll be here on Monday's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit.